Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, starting the podcast with the Lord's name in vain. Would you rather have no arms or no legs?
No legs.
Oof, I don't know. I'd rather have no arms.
Oh, you guys got to debate this right now.
Yo, I'm trying to think about it. Hold
you
on.
You need your hands to do shit, bro. You get like unless... I seen a video with the dude. It's like an Indonesian dude. That some of them is born like that. Where just ain't got no fucking arms and shit. And the dude be doing everything with his feet and his toes.
You couldn't really like... Could you...
He was smoking cigarettes and everything with his foot, bro.
Could you... You know what I'm thinking about?
What's that? Oh, nah, chill out.
You think you could? You chose no arms.
Yeah, no arms. Are you talking about fucking?
Nah, I'm talking about fucking yourself.
Oh.
I'm talking about
like
Big
Jim, use it with his feet. What did Dave Chappelle say?
Yeah, playing with the rain stick.
Oh yeah. You see what I'm saying? You can't get no fucking. You can't get it done with no arms.
Yeah, no legs. You just get better parking.
You feel what I'm saying? I get a handicap sticker and a wheelchair, G. All
right, real question. My grandfather died a few years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Sorry about you.
Everyone's does. It would be weird if you're like, my grandfather never died.
Yeah, that would be fire though.
That would be, he's like 300 years old.
Fire though.
Yo, he's a piece of shit though. You know how awful a 300 person.
Yeah. He's probably mad me. Yeah, you get 300 years old, you're going to be mad old and surly and you're going to have an attitude about everything.
If you're, all old people suck because they had to survive.
Yeah.
They've been through a lot.
Yeah, they have been through a lot.
And then like old people in different eras been through a lot. You got like your Great Depression old people, and then you got like your old people that went through like the 60s and the civil rights shit. Then you got your fucking dope fiend old people, and then your crackhead old people. Like all the old people had mad foul eras, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now when like we're the old people, like
was you're all, the old person.
When?
Oh,
when we become the old people?
Yeah, Pro pulled up with a fucking walker.
Yeah. Soon enough, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna be like, yo, that's them old people had it hard, yo, fentanyl and drill music.
Oh my god, imagine old people listening to drill music.
But what I'm saying is when we're old people to the young niggas, that's gonna be old school music.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be scary with that.
Back to my original question. My grandfather died a few years ago. And they sent me his handicap placard this year.
Using it?
Should I?
You should use it a lot.
Should I? I'm not going to admit to using it or not on this podcast.
You should.
Everyone's got something. You know what I'm saying? So everyone's got something.
I would
no doubt about
shit.
It.
I would have been using that shit. Yeah, that shit would have. Yeah. That shit should have been. Would have been in the car right now.
Especially, especially.
I have to pull up, fucking.
You can say whatever. You could say anything's a disability nowadays.
Yeah, you like, believe you dogs that you see, like when you see like one of those dog a service. I don't believe any service dogs.
Why?
Because dogs just be barking in a restaurant, and I'm like, those are supposed to be well trained dogs, a service dog.
Yeah, what's the consensus on that? If you're in a restaurant, there's a dog running around, like the you know, I like some people really love dogs. Does it depend where you are?
It's only valid if it's a service dog, like a seeing eye dog, or like a support dog.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? That shit's only
I love dogs, so I'm cool with it. But
do you think people are really so anxious that they need a dog with them 24/7?
I think it's an excuse for lonely dudes to get bitches.
Is there tobacco in here?
Yes.
I don't smoke no backy.
You still got the sponsor? You still sponsored up?
Nah, I got my own weed right now.
You got some your own weed? Shit. You have Sam Buckwheat?
No, I don't have my own Sam weed. I don't have my own weed. What would your weed be if you guys had a weed?
Fuck. I don't know. You have to think of like a really clever name, like if you have like your own strain.
Purple Umbrella.
That's a good one. You know what I'm saying? That's
Purple Umbrella.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
You know what I'm saying? OG Dirt. You feel me? Dirty OG. The foul OG, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That I could go anywhere with that.
What was my rap name?
What was it? Big ginger sauce.
It's mad funny.
1,000 words was on the phone.
Yeah, with and the Chinese. Ordered, with the Chinese
a big ginger sauce. And my rap career started.
Yo, that's we witnessed funny. History just
get
now.
Me in the booth tonight.
Yeah. You ever think about doing that? Are you going to do that soon?
No.
No.
Bro, all these fucking rappers you be around, on, I know you got like 2 raps in your phone at least.
Yeah, you be writing
I
sometimes.
Have one from a real long time ago.
Spit it right now.
No. Oh my god, what I'll let you spit it.
Nah, hell nah. Hell nah.
The first freestyle I've had on this.
Yo, that's good. Crazy.
That's funny as hell.
How do you I should probably give an introduction.
We got right into it.
So I'm Big Ginger Sauce. And this is the Bucked Up Podcast. And do you guys want to introduce yourselves and how you all know each other? Just sure. A little backstory.
Yeah, I'm Pro Dillinger.
I'm Cameron Bahani.
Yeah. It's my boyfriend of town.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
They have a project out together. You guys
we
are
have an EP out together right now. It's called Pardees. It's a 5-song project. We're working on part 2 right now. It's going to be called Sangrias.
Sangrias.
You know what I mean? So what we do is, you know, this is my homie or whatever. He's been doing music for a long time, but we never worked together. So, you know, leading up to the project, we just was like going out to eat. You know what I'm saying? Talking about the project and shit like that. We ended up keep going to the same restaurant. Kept going to this Persian spot called Pardees. And it was so fire, you know what I mean? And like all the ideas that we was coming up together was so organic that we just called it shit Pardees.
Yeah.
Mad fucking Persian food.
Gourmet sabzi. Chalo kebab.
Oh my god.
What are those things? What's Gorbachev? Yeah.
It's like a crispy
Gorbachev salad.
It's like a crispy rice. Yo, bro.
Why is there a heist going on?
Yo, work. Yo, that was crazy.
You could have just walked threw it in front that of the crazy. Camera.
Nah, you should have threw it. Angie, you should have threw it. He from the Bronx. That nigga's going to catch that shit. Yeah, like that. Exactly. You know how you do that shit. You sitting in the trap. I'm not getting up, bro, to pass you this. Yeah. Yeah. Dead ass now. Exactly. I'm going to underhand throw this joint. And you better catch it. But yeah, so.
I don't be throwing joints.
Throw the joint and I'll. Got to throw the joint sometimes.
Let's display this real quick.
Come on, let's go.
All right, explain the dishes you were getting while they're throwing joints.
The ones we got were.
We saved it.
You almost fucked that up. That was a first.
Clip it.
We good though.
That was crazy.
I should have let Mickey's day out.
You almost like lost a testicle.
Yeah. It wasn't that. It didn't get there yet. And then we jumped into preventative measures mad fast. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You want to display this real quick?
This is why I never did it.
Nah, you got to get nice.
We like our couches.
Yeah, I'm just rusty. I smoke by myself a lot.
You toss it to yourself?
No, I don't. I don't have to.
Up in the air. You know, like when you were walking with a water bottle as a kid, and you would just like throw it up in the air. That's what you're doing with the joint. You're like,
yeah, bro.
Trying to catch it in your mouth.
You hit it in what?
You would treat that.
Pause.
You throw the bottle in the air.
Catching it in
the air. No, I was saying.
Let's move on.
I just want to know what dishes you guys were eating.
Yo, flag on the play, you heard? So back to Sangrias.
Yep.
It's another 5-song EP that me and Cam are working on. This is the latest restaurant that we've been dining at.
Who found this restaurant?
This guy, man.
Yeah.
It's Persian?
No, the second one's a Mexican spot.
Yeah. Second one's a Mexican spot.
First one's Persian spot.
Also, is the songs going to be like Mexican inspired?
Nah. The fucking. The first songs wasn't Persian inspired.
I don't know.
We was just making good ass music.
You should just have a bitch belly dancing in a music video.
That would have been fire.
That would have been a good look.
If we didn't think about that.
Yeah. We didn't, but actually, that's a good idea.
Maybe for sangrias, I could get a mariachi band.
Yeah. That would be, oh.
That would be awesome, right? That's a, I can get a mariachi. I'm in the valley.
Yeah, true.
You can get a mariachi band?
I can get a mariachi easily. Band in
that's
a second.
That's the most gangster shit I've ever heard.
Yo, this dude's so probably got, him, yo, he.
I call up a mariachi band on site.
He will call a mariachi band right now.
I'm
going to
have a
right
drive-by
now.
Mariachi.
I'm being in like, yeah, bro, I'll get a mariachi band. We'll do some fire shit. This shit will be cool. This shit will be hard. You know what
How
I mean?
Do you find a mariachi band?
It's easy. Route 59.
Where are they on Route 59?
You know, you got it. But like, if you go on Route 59.
You guys suck, bro. Yeah.
So like, where.
Yeah. Good recovery.
Like, where I'm at, I'm in Spring Valley right now, currently. And like, in Spring Valley over there. Everybody's always down to work. You can find anybody to do anything, and it's not hard to do. Like, you can literally find it in 10 minutes. Not even, whatever you want.
It's a fact.
It's true. Over there, you can find anything.
All right, give a list of things you can find in 10 minutes.
In Spring Valley?
Yeah.
A prostitute.
A liquor store.
A McDonald's.
McDonald's. What else they got in Spring Valley?
What else more do you need in your life? A prostitute? A McDouble? A McDixon?
No, you can find a fucking day laborer. You know
anything,
what I'm saying?
Bro. Anything over there. Yeah, it's crazy. Bro. And they're the nicest people in the world, too.
I'm not going to take it there, but.
No, not all of them. No. But the people that I've like that have done work, like, they're nice people.
There's day laboring mariachi bands?
Swear to God.
Bro, well,
they're dressed up in like.
Nah. They're dressed up like day laborers that do day labor, but them motherfuckers be like, yo, we played.
They got like a hacksaw and a violin.
You just go to any, if you go to any Mexican restaurant out there, you could just pull up on them on the side, bed. Listen, I'll give you $200 to pull up and do this with you and your homies. $250, they'll do it. You tell them it's cash, you give them a deposit, and be like, here's $125.
You guys are blowing my mind right now.
What if
I wanted like a fucking samurai?
We don't got that out there.
Mm-mm.
You can't samurai pull up to the sushi restaurant with $200.
No.
Oh, yeah. We can pay a fee to be a samurai.
Oh, yeah. put a. They're already wearing a robe.
They're already out there getting crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know no samurais in real life. Cam might know somebody that knows somebody that
I know somebody who's like famous on TikTok for anime. He's one of my good friends, and he does samurai impressions. So
really,
yeah, bro.
I've been getting really into anime, and I think it's making me retarded.
What's the deal with anime? I'm not trying to be like I never got into it. I just want to know like
it's like you're watching a kid show, but you're an adult. But it makes you feel
grown
like
up cartoons.
Yeah. But then you just feel like you're like watching a kid show again when you just feel dull. You know, when you were a kid and you were watching TV and you were just looking at the screen and it was just like animations and yelling and you're just like
you get stuck in that shit.
I like the older shit though, like
Ninja Scroll, the Street Fighter joint, Akira, you know what I'm saying?
Who did you want to be like
Fist of the North Star?
Who did you want to be like what fictional character when you were a kid?
When I was a kid?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question, bro. I think when I was a kid.
I'm glad you think so because Pro didn't want to answer it.
Probably
you didn't like look up to any like Optimus Prime or some shit.
I wanted to be like Hammer and shit. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I wanted to dance and get money. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah. And rap and
you wanted to have dance?
Bitches and shit. Hell yeah, bro. OD, bro. I used to had a flat top, all that shit.
You ever watch like a movie with a character in it, and like for a day after you feel like that motherfucker, so you try to act like him?
Yeah, Forrest Gump.
Green Ranger's a good one. White Ranger was
Green Ranger's too. Good.
Mad Evil. Green Ranger was really on some bullshit. My nigga Tommy.
Damn, you just made me.
Did you like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yes, I did. That was my favorite.
I fuck with that. Rocksteady and Bebop was my favorite.
I was a Nickelodeon kid though,
because they was on some goon shit.
Yeah, they were the. I like the anti-hero.
Like
rooting for
Tony
the bad guy?
Tony Soprano?
Or like Casey Jones. Like Casey Jones was like a bad guy, but like a good guy. Like you couldn't tell. Like he's like MJF. Like, nigga, are you a heel or are you a... Like, what are you, nigga? Like, you a bad guy or what?
I've been digging for a paper for so long. Can I steal one of your papers? Yeah, can I steal a paper? Remember when I sold you trash?
Yes. Yo, let's talk about that. So we're at a show one time, right? And I think we're in Providence, Rhode Island at a 1,000 Words event. I'm backstage schmoozing with artists and, you know... We're mingling and things are happening. It's a great event, and I lost my weed. So now I got to buy some weed, and there's 1,000 niggas in there with weed. So I approach this gentleman right here. Like, yo, Sam Buck, sell me an eighth right now on the fly.
And I was like, nah.
Yeah, and then I was like, yeah, but like, I need that, so sell that to me type shit. Yo, this guy takes out this bag and eyeballs me the worst fucking eighth in the world.
And he knows what
eighths probably look like. And he know. I know what an eighth
looks like, bro. Looks like.
You smoke eighths all day.
I don't smoke eighths all day. That's how I don't buy eighths.
Like, well, all right. I'll give you that. But you know what the fuck an eighth look like, Sam Buck. And you know what? And I bought it, too.
And then I gave you more.
And then you gave me more.
Because you gave me shit.
Because I was like, yo, Sam Buck, just sold me some bullshit. Yo, mad loud. Sam Buck just sold me some bullshit, yo.
He did. He
and he
did
was like, here, man, here, dude, here, here, here.
You Karen'd out.
Yo.
Karen'd out. Karen'd
out. He started recording me. Yo. Like, I'm going to send this to your employer.
Yo.
You never did that to no one before?
Ooh, me? Well, pull out a phone and be like,
No, shorter than eighth.
Nah,
3.2.
Oh,
a 3.3.
Me? Oh, hell yeah. What? What?
Could you eyeball? You got a scale right now?
Bro, you know what? Yeah, but you that's have what a I'm saying. Somewhere, I can eyeball an eighth.
Somewhere in this apartment, is there a scale?
Yeah.
I can eyeball an
eighth. I'm going to make these two eyeball an eighth right now.
I can eyeball an eighth.
I think I probably
don't even know where it's at.
Damn, yeah. I got a scale in my car. Oh, you guys are lucky. You guys are lucky. I would have made y'all eyeball an eighth
I
eyeball right
eight.
Here.
I could eyeball a dub, a 40, a 50.
You're like, I don't want this to ruin my
shit. Yeah, I'm a little out of practice.
I don't got.
You're good at fucking measurements.
Oh, my countertops and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I be doing that shit all the time. I love doing that shit. It's the best.
Can you, like, measure out the fucking, measure out the inches?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yo.
Are you saying, oh, you mean like
you
that?
You can't say shit, bro. Oh, yo, dude's just got to stay quiet now. Yeah. Dude's just got bro just got to be quiet. Me, I can't say shit without it being some, you know, do you know what like an eighth of an inch is, of like a half an inch?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
How many inches is your mom?
Oh, shit, that.
Oh.
It's 19. Telling you right now, I'm lethal with a tape measure, bro. Telling you.
19. If you were a superhero, you'd have a tape measure.
Well, yeah, it's the best way to make money.
You'll probably just be on this utility belt.
My utility belt.
Yeah, boom, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, some shit like that.
What would your superpower be? Real shit. This is a serious question. We're getting serious on Bucked Up.
Serious on Bucked Up.
Serious on Bucked Up.
What would my superpower?
If you could have any superpower.
Definitely fly. Fly for sure. Or teleport. I don't know. Teleport or fly. Those
mind,
two
bro.
Are like,
mind,
like teleport is kind of hard. You
yeah,
can
but
go
what
anywhere.
About invisibility?
Nah, it's just for being a creep.
Nah, not for to be a creep. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? What's wrong with this thing?
He's just invisible measuring inches.
Yeah. This is like invisible. I don't know. Invisible would be hard too.
Yeah, because I'm out here. I'm in the bank. Teleport. You don't see me. I'm out of here. You just see the bag of money bouncing away and shit.
If you're using your superpowers for bad, then you're a supervillain.
But they're still superpowers.
Wait, is your only like if you teleport?
You're not a superhero.
If you teleport, though,
I never
is that
said I was a hero. I never claimed to be a hero.
That should be one of your albums. I never claimed to be.
I never claimed to be a hero.
That's a bar.
That's a bar.
That's the first bar from Big Ginger Sauce.
Big Ginger Sauce.
I never claimed to be a hero.
Son, like Chronicle. You know what I mean?
Oh, Chronicle was fire.
You see how like Son like. He got the superpower, but then he went like crazy with it, like.
Oh yeah, evil little mother, blind motherfucker.
Yeah. And then the one dude was trying to be a hero. This nigga was like on some foul shit, but yeah.
Hancock kind of like Hancock. Nah. Yeah, Hancock. I didn't like Hancock though. I thought it was trash.
Hancock was fire.
You liked it?
Yeah. What? Hancock. I thought that movie is fire, bro. That movie was fire. I fucks with it. Will Smith was, you know, Will Smith is Will Smith, man. There's not too many movies of his that I could be like, that shit was trash, B. Like,
you think he can ever come back?
Yeah, definitely. He's going to, bro. Easily. You see what his wife's putting him through? He's got enough going on, bro. He's still Will Smith, bro.
You think he could drop some hot fire?
That poor man, right?
Yeah.
He's going through a lot of shit. His wife really sold his ass out bad.
Yeah, but he's gonna. I feel like whatever movie he comes out in next is gonna be like some super fire. Yeah, it's gonna be some crazy shit. If he drop Independence Day 2 right now, they gonna forget about Jada. They gonna forget about him slapping this nigga.
They already had Independence Day 2 without Will Smith.
It was yeah, they did. They had a remake. That's how bad it was. No one knew about it.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they did.
Independence Day 2 with no Will Smith.
It was not good.
You have to Google that.
Yeah, it's one of the on the new trend of that light movie, remakes.
He did that movie.
A 2B movie?
No.
That movie Emancipation was low-key actually really fire. It came out recently. Yeah, that was with Will Smith.
Imagine if they made old movies with black leads with remade them with white leads now.
That is crazy.
Like, which ones?
Like, Boys in the Hood.
Like, no. Like, Lean on Me. Yo, Lean on Me.
Emancipation.
Lean on Me. Yo, Lean on Me is a good movie.
With a white Mr. Clark.
Yeah. A white Mr. Clark. Yo, Lean on Me is a fire movie.
You smoke crack, don't you? Well, go ahead and jump.
Yeah, jump off that roof. Lean on Me was fire.
Yo.
And then he pushes his glass.
Yo, Mr. Clark. Yo, that's crazy.
They beat the fuck out of that teacher in the beginning of that movie.
Yo.
What was the craziest thing you saw in your school as a kid?
Craziest thing I seen?
I went to secondary school, so shit was different. I went to school with, like, mad group home kids that was, like, doing weird shit and, like, my school was different.
God bless.
So I seen a lot of wild shit in there. I seen... Bless, bro.
God bless.
Seen a nigga get his leg broke in the door. He was fighting this one nigga. My nigga Saquon. Nigga took this nigga. He was fighting this nigga in the door and shit. He slammed him and started slamming his motherfucking leg in the door. Broke this nigga leg.
I saw, I've seen fights and stuff, but like the craziest thing I seen was somebody actually jump out. Not jump out, but there was like a pole outside. He climbed down like the third story all the way to the ground. That was wild. Could have killed himself. That's high school was weird.
Jumped out the window?
No, he didn't jump. He didn't even jump out. He was just crawling down it on a pipe. It was ridiculous. It's incredible. Some
Spider-Man shit.
Yo, bro, and then when we went to school at, it was like an old high school. Like, so we was like confined to like one floor, but there was like mad places where you could dip off. Yo, niggas was in my school, niggas was fucking. We was sneaking off, smoking weed. Like, it was like all type
of. And they didn't give a fuck.
They gave a fuck. They gave a fuck, but it was all type.
You get in trouble?
Yeah, there was mad nefarious shit happening, bro. In that high school, bro, it was ridiculous.
Were you a nefarious kid?
Definitely. Yeah, I was a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
I was. That's why I was there.
You get in trouble and shit?
Oh yeah, I got a lot.
What made you go? What made you get in the school?
What?
What made you go to that school?
Oh, to that school.
Yeah,
I was in.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the last school in the district I could go to. Like they told my moms, like, if he fucks this up, he got to get his GED or you got to move to a new district.
Damn.
I wasn't bad. Like, I wasn't like bad. I didn't get in trouble and stuff. I would just talk back to teachers. Like, if a teacher was sweating, I would say, why are you sweating? You know, stuff like that. Like, mean shit. Like, stuff that really gets under their skin.
He was like one of them dumbass where kids. The teachers would be like, you little shit.
Like, I was my principal. Yeah. My senior year, I was my principal and he had a gap in his teeth. So I dressed just like him, spray paint my hair white. Put a gap in my teeth and shit with black wax.
Oh,
I went off. Yeah,
that's crazy. That was said I went off.
And like I had to whenever
yeah,
he.
That's bullshit.
And like, yeah, I was Tyrone Biggums in 10th grade. I got suspended for it. ISS, because I put like, I didn't even. I was a dumbass kid. I thought I had like.
So you blackfaced yourself? Then
no,
white-faced
no black.
Yourself?
I have a picture. I'll show you. Hold on.
But I
didn't even blackface.
Yo, put the picture.
I literally was just a white kid, and I was a dumbass and didn't realize I could just buy powdered sugar. So I was going around the school putting baby powder on my lips.
Oh.
And that shit got mad dry at the end of the day,
better.
Bro.
That's way better than doing blackface.
Yo, that shit, my shit was disgusting, bro. No bitches wanted to kiss me, nothing. I was like, ew, here come the dude with the cold sore. I'm like, it's baby powder. You know what I mean? Like, it was on some type of shit like that, bro.
Was that
fucking...
before or after you dressed as the principal?
No, I was before.
Oh, because you had to come back strong.
I wasn't getting bitches in high school at all because of those costumes. Primarily because of the Tyrone Biggums one.
It's crazy, though, because if you go to, like, that anime shit now where they're all dressing up, they're all fucking.
They do cosplay shit.
Where? What are you talking about?
You know, like the anime conventions, like Comic-Con. Like all those nerds be fucking.
If you go to the porn conventions too, go crazy.
All the nerds, oh, rubbing their legs and shit.
Wait,
oh,
what do they do in those conventions now?
I don't think I'd like to go to a crazy, porn convention.
You get weird, right?
I don't know. You guys want to come? People, it ain't weird.
You guys
want
to come here and talk about your project Sangria, but this is
I already knew that it was going to happen I warned him. I was like, "This is going to disintegrate fast."
It started disintegrating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, "This is
it started to."
It's just going to go downhill real fucking fast. So be ready, bro.
The Phoenix was already ashes.
I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, bro.
What was we talking about again?
I don't know. You ever been to Europe?
I've been to Europe, yeah. No, you asked me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Europe.
I got fucked up off sangria in Europe.
Where in Europe?
Did you like that?
Oh, sangria we was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Sangria is a great...
That shit puts
project.
You out.
Great project, but a great drink date, too. That like, shit if you're on a date, sangria, you get a picture of that.
What?
That shit sneaks up on you, that sangria.
Oh, a wine?
It's like a creeper, you know what I'm saying?
I love sangria, though. I love sangria, son. I love wine.
Wine? Yeah.
Fuck with wine.
You're a different type of gentleman. I prefer beer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Beer and brown liquor.
Oh, hell yeah. That's crazy. I mean, brown liquor, I love beer, though, but I'm drinking a Michelob like a pussy.
You brought Stella.
I brought a whole bunch.
That bag was mad assorted beers before OD, we got bro. Here.
I bought a whole bunch and just threw them in there.
I was drinking mad of them just in the car.
How many beers do you think you could take down?
Realistically?
Realistically.
10.
Like me right now? Like right now, today?
Like if you had no beers.
Little beers like that or like deuces?
Little beers, a regular sized beer?
I mean, for me, right? You know me, bro. I drink deuces. I don't drink.
How? All right. You haven't drank any beers today, let's say.
Who told you that?
Hypothetically.
Oh, hypothetically
speaking, how many beers this size could you drink?
You could drink 15, 20 easy.
Of those?
Yeah.
15, 20 easy.
I could probably
easy.
Drink like 10 of those.
What about like a Bud Light?
I don't fuck with Bud Light.
Me neither.
What's your cheap beer?
I don't drink cheap beer.
My cheap beer, Natty Light.
I like Corona and fucking...
Natty Light. I love Keystone Ice. I fuck with Keystone Ice, too.
Ooh, you're a fucking... Yeah.
Keystones?
Keystones are low-key.
You're a cooler guy. You have them in a cooler?
When I was in college and shit.
Oh, yeah, the Natty. Yeah,
when you had to impress the girls and bring them over and shit.
Nah, I feel you.
Well, if you brought Natty Light to a girl, she's walking out your room.
I fuck with the Natties before. Like, I won't drink a Natty, like, right now. I like I said, Mexican beer, you know?
Yeah.
Corona, Familia.
Presidente.
Is there any alcohol you can't drink?
Sambuca.
Oh, it's gross. That's the coffee shit, right?
It's good with it. I could do it with espresso. All my homies are Guineas. I'm Italian too, but like all of them drink espresso Sambuca, so it's acquired taste. But the first time you have it,
that shit's not good.
Nah,
it's like tiramisu.
But like black licorice and espresso.
I like tiramisu.
That shit is gross.
You don't like tiramisu?
You're a serial killer.
What?
You're a tiramisu. You're the serial killer.
That shit is
tiramisu
gross. Who the fuck want to eat coffee cake?
Coffee cake is a thing.
It's cake that tastes like coffee, though. Like, not coffee cake with the crumbs.
What's the most overrated dessert?
That shit is bullshit.
Ooh, what's the most overrated dessert?
Tiramisu.
Angel food cake.
What the hell is that?
That shit is amazing. What the fuck are you... Yo, what?
I think funnel cake is
red
overrated.
Red velvet?
Oh, nah, red velvet's you're not bugging. Overrated. With the cream cheese dressing on
plain
it?
Plain yellow birthday cake? I don't like
with
that.
With the fucking... Chocolate on top. Yo, you bugger.
Pineapple cake.
Ew, I don't like the pineapple cake with the cherries. That's whack.
Pineapples and cake never.
I just had banana pudding for my first time.
Okay, hot take. Flan is overrated.
Yes, very. Agreed.
It depends where you get it from.
I think it's overrated. I agree with you.
Nah, I don't want none of that shit. If my grandma ain't make that shit, I don't want it.
Do you think that's like acquired taste?
What was your grandma's best dessert?
You think it's acquired taste, like having the flan?
Flan?
Nah.
No?
No, I just mean like you gotta do it right.
It has to be done correctly.
Yeah.
Or it's bullshit.
Yeah. I've never had good flan then, I guess. Because, like, I mean, I'm in Rockaway and the flan. Never had good flan.
You gotta go to the Heights.
I think those bazookies are overrated as fuck. Like,
who?
What's a bazookie?
It's like, though, you ever go to that? It's actually a restaurant name, BJ's. It's a real restaurant.
Yeah, I know what a BJ is.
So they got bazookas there.
Who don't?
So, like, they have those, like, very warm cookie cakes that you be eating with ice cream on top.
Oh, those are delicious.
I think cookie cake is overrated, I guess.
What?
Cannolis are fire, son.
Overrated.
Why do you say
cannolis are overrated? Cannolis are overrated.
Beef jerky.
He was talking about Jack Link's on the way here.
Yeah, like, what is it? What?
Dessert beef jerky.
Because he didn't like any of the desserts we were saying.
Nah. No, it's fire. Like the Texas cinnamon rolls.
Oh, cinnamon rolls.
Like, warmed up, though. Like, fresh out the oven type shit.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, my God.
That's cool.
With some milk.
Are you a sweeter? Are y'all sweet or salty guys?
Yeah, salty. I don't do too much sweets.
Salty for sure.
Salty. What's your fast food?
Fast food? Cava.
What is that?
Cava's not fast food. Cava's $18.
If you go on the drive-through line of any McDonald's nowadays,
what the fuck is that?
Cava's like Mediterranean Chipotle.
Banging, son.
Come on, son.
Banging.
Chipotle.
What are we really talking about here?
About Wendy's. What?
Chipotle. Yeah, what?
We know this dude's Wendy's? In a different tax bracket.
Yeah, he's different, bro. He's different, bro.
You're just outing yourself on that shit.
Yo, Cava's fire, bro.
Cava is fire, but it's not fast food.
All right, fast food. What's wrong? I'm just sticking with McDonald's.
McDonald's is all right.
No one's going to be mad at McDonald's.
Nah, you're not going to be mad at McDonald's.
You might be the next morning.
I'll be mad at Burger King.
Can't go wrong at Wendy's.
Wendy's a cunt.
The $5 bag, son.
What you do to you?
The biggie bag. Feel me? Get the nuggets.
Biggie bag is a good move.
The joint, you know what I'm saying? With the fries and all that and the drink. Taco Bell, I can't get jiggy with that.
I fuck with Taco Bell.
I like Chick-fil-A.
The Crunchwrap Supreme.
Chick-fil-A is alright. Sonic's is dirt.
Dirt.
White. I just like the slushies from Sonic.
Yeah.
It's dirt. White Castle forever.
Well, I got food poisoning from White Castle, and I went back the next day.
Yeah, you went to the
same one.
Oh yeah, you're a real nigga.
I've gotten food poisoning one time only from Indian food.
Terrible.
That's the worst.
Indian food.
That's the worst thing to get food poisoning
Indian
from.
Food.
That's the worst one to get food poisoning from.
I won't fuck with that shit.
Yeah, and it was I ate a fish bowl, son.
You're not gonna have a fucking album named Shawarma next.
Nah, but Shawarma's not Indian food, fam.
It's Middle Eastern.
Yeah. Sorry,
Arabic.
You know sorry, guys. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't cancel on, me. Bro.
Don't cancel.
You ain't getting racist now. Are you trying to race baby?
Okay, what's the whitest food you've never had?
What's the whitest food? That's a good question.
My shepherd's pie.
Green. Yo, shepherd's pie. Wait.
Fuck with shepherd.
I never had shepherd's pie. I probably make a shepherd's pie like once a month, bro.
Never had a shepherd's pie.
It's just fucking ground
Never had shepherd's pie, son.
I love corn dogs.
You know what I've never had?
You like corn dogs?
Corn dogs are very white.
I've had one.
Everyone likes corn dogs.
I don't see what the big deal is. Green bean casserole.
I love that
Can you
shit.
Tell me what's the science behind that?
It's just cream mushroom
it's baked.
Soup.
Well, yeah, but like, what's in it? Like,
so you
I know exactly what's
you
in it.
You said what the science
yeah,
was.
Yeah, like, what's the science?
It's, bro, it's green beans. It's cream of mushroom soup, heavy cream, and crispy onion strips.
You don't like put like French chicken cheese. In it or nothing?
And you just bake
you
it.
You could. That's if it. You're getting crazy.
Ain't no There's noodles in it.
Zero nutritional value.
How do you feel about raisins and potato salad
no.
and shit
Ew,
like
what?
That?
No. That's like apples and potato salad.
No, that's, mm-hmm. yeah.
And I hate, don't put beets in it like unless beets, you're though. Dominican or Haitian.
I like beets.
You know what I'm saying? That pink really? Potato salad that the Haitians be making,
you
gotta, fire.
You like catfish? You like catfish?
You
should
be like, they don't like people's potato salad, but suck a random nigga.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
What is that one? That meme was on.
Bitches don't here. Like potato salad be tossed in a dude's salad.
Yeah, or it's be like, dudes be. There was like a Burger King one.
I wasn't saying I'm not eating potato salad.
There was
y'all look. You can't eat everybody's potato salad though.
Nah.
It's yo, bro.
Especially if it's hairy.
Hairy potato salad. What's that?
Because a lot of people don't make it the right way. You know what I'm saying? Like it's there's a science to it.
It's
you know
like
what I'm
tuna
saying?
Fish.
It's like tuna fish. It seems like the easiest thing to make, but it's so easy to fuck up. Like a cheeseburger.
A good tuna melt though.
Or
tuna
a grilled cheese.
Fire.
You could fuck up a grilled cheese easy.
Is a grilled cheese with bacon still a grilled cheese?
Yeah, it's a grilled cheese with bacon.
I don't eat bacon. Turkey bacon, grilled cheese goes. Yo, I got goes hard.
Have you ever had pork?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
The only thing I miss about pork, and I ain't eat pork since I'm grown, but the last time I ate pork, I was probably like 12, 13 years old.
This is coming from a place of ignorance, so I'm sorry. Wait, hold on, but
The only thing I miss about eating pork is my mom's chuletas, her fried chuletas, and real bacon.
Real bacon is good. Like, that's real, it. Real shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, everything else was easy, like, you know, and then, but even after, like, I haven't eaten that shit since then.
What's wrong with pork?
It's just, I don't know, man. The way people are raised different. The way I was raised, you know, like.
Even, like, religiously, what is wrong with it? I'm coming from a place of ignorance.
It's a dirty animal. They don't sweat.
I mean? Yeah, like, they.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
I've eaten some dirty animals.
Of course, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, nice. You know. For me, like, being Muslim or whatever is just, like, it's just forbidden. You know what I mean? I don't question why. I don't question how. I, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But even since before I reverted to Islam, I've been not eating pork since before I was a teenager. Because that shit is just, it's just nasty. You know what I mean? You don't cook it right, it gets you sick, all type of shit.
Yeah. You see that video of the hot dog where they fucking zoom in on it? I don't know if I believe that or not.
Which one?
Where they zoom in on the hot dog and there's like bacteria and shit moving around. It's probably true.
I'm pretty, yeah, bro, because.
But there's bacteria on everything. Don't let them. Everything's got bacteria. It's just. Everything's fear mongering nowadays. So bullshit.
Yeah.
Everything's fear mongering. You can't believe half what you see and nothing you hear. You know what
I think fear is used to control and then hold people back.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a low vibration, so it keeps you like thinking a certain way. Like, fear keep you fucked up.
Bro, just be on your feet and be active. That's all you need to do.
As like, a kid, you were supposed to go out and get dirty and get hurt.
Yeah, you do all of that. Now it's early in life. When you grown up, you still sometimes we still go outside and get dirty and hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's part of like the beauty of this shit is like you never really stop being a kid, and then it's like when you grow up, you realize it. It's like, damn, bro.
You never stop experiencing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, bro.
That's what I meant to say is like you never. Stop. There's always room to grow and scrape your knee.
Empiricism.
You know what I'm saying?
My whole hand.
Hurt yourself.
My whole hand is scarred up. It's too dark to see. But I got it from running and I fell like a year ago.
Really?
And I used to hate it because it looks like
how hard was you running that you fell
from
so hard?
280 pounds.
You were 280?
I'm 280.
You're still 280?
How hard was this nigga running, bro?
Like, I fell and I just... I'll be honest. I was tripping on mushrooms, too.
Oh. Who the fuck?
And I fell and I just scraped my arm on gravel like that.
Was you running for fitness purposes?
Uh-huh. I was on mushrooms and my mom was like, you fat fuck, go for a run right now.
My mom called me fat on Christmas.
Damn. This Christmas?
Yo, word to my mother. And I see y'all.
You're like, I never celebrate. Yo, like, yeah.
Yo, yo, son, it's Christmas, right? I ain't see my mother in like a year and a half, something like that. We all fucking around and shit like that. And she's on the phone with another one of my aunts and shit. And my aunt must have been like, you know, what you doing? And she was standing right next to me. Like, I wasn't even in the room. She's like, nah, I'm just talking to Christopher Fat Ass.
Christopher's fat ass.
Yo, I was crying, bro. I'm like, damn, son, why you found me like that?
It's crazy, bro.
You know, I'm eating good lately.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, food's too good.
That's what I'm saying. I don't. This is like
food is too.
This
good.
Is food at a certain point good, when you turn into a grown man. It's like you gotta grow into your body and your shape. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always was more on like the skinny side. I feel more comfortable like this. You know what I mean?
Do you think that affects your voice?
What? How fat you are?
Yeah. You know how like fat rappers have a specific voice?
Well, they have like that. Nah.
When I cut clips on my podcast, I sometimes hear myself going
breathing like
that ASMR,
like the dude from Hey Arnold.
Yeah,
you should do mad beats. Like you should.
I sound like a guinea pig.
Do mad videos like that, bro. You'll get mad views on YouTube.
ASMR.
ASMR videos of you eating and or saying some dumbass shit.
No. This has not worked once, guys. Throwing the joint.
It worked. She caught it.
The cherry fell out. Oh, okay.
Come
all
on,
right,
bro.
I was going to be like, you're shooting like Shaq at the three-pointer line.
Angie, when you done, throw it to him.
Nah, not on my, not with this shit on.
Bro, do you have to catch
it? Not with this shit on.
Now the pressure is like, yeah, you have to catch it. But don't grab it hard. You know, like, don't pause. Don't try to, like, don't try to snatch the joint out the air. You know what I'm saying? You got to kind of, like, you know, like, try to do, like, an underhand grab. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I still don't know if I want to do it.
Yo.
What's on your shirt? I've been trying to figure it out.
Golf card, golf bags and shit like that.
Do you golf and shit?
Absolutely. Yo, you know, I like going to the driving range sometimes. And that's about it. I can't golf for shit. It's the worst sport I ever played.
You just like the shirt?
Yeah.
You wanted to rep it. I understand.
Yeah, just, you know what?
It's I mean,
all my homies play golf, and I'm just like, y'all don't even like golf. You know what I mean? Some of that, it's just like, they just do it to do it.
Bro, be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, fucking with the thrift shit. You know what I'm saying?
I love thrift shopping.
Finding the best, all of the fly shit on the thrift shit.
But
you know
thrift
what I'm saying?
Shit all smells the same.
Yeah, yeah. So I gotta get a dry
it
clean,
smells
bro.
Like a fucking bitch that likes crystals.
It smells like old books.
For real?
Yeah, it smells like a
so I'm saying, my shit like different. I was telling this nigga earlier, like, my closet like Doug Funny, bro. Like, I got like
Doug, just the
10
same.
Black hoodies the same, 10 pairs of black jeans the same, like. Only thing I change is like...
You're like a cartoon character.
Yeah, I don't put too much thought into what I wear at all, bro, because I don't have to.
I got too many clothes. I got to get rid of some.
What would be your wrestling character? Persona.
Probably like New Jack.
My wrestling persona, D'Angelo.
Like the singer?
I was just about to... Do you see where I look?
No, what's like, no. What's his name? What's his name? Who's the dude that used to walk out like crazy? His last name was Brown.
D'Lo Brown. You want to be D'Lo Brown?
D'Lo Brown or Rikishi.
He was like a mid-card.
No, you got to create your own. D'Lo wasn't a jobber.
He wasn't a jobber.
No.
I don't know nothing about wrestling.
What?
You don't know like any wrestling, like anybody?
Nah, I bought the West Side Gun Chris Benoit shirt not knowing who it was, and then people started yelling at me.
Yeah.
And then people started yelling at me that I was wearing it on the...
John, you went to school with John Cena. Did you tell him what I said?
John Cena was my high school graduation speaker.
Did you tell him what I said?
I haven't seen him. I'm not gonna call you.
You better tell him what I said.
Why would I? I don't have his number.
Yo. I fuck with John Cena. John Cena's the man, bro.
I can't see him.
I can't see him.
That nigga owe Tony Ayo some money right now.
I love you. I love John Cena.
Would you do a song with John Cena?
Definitely.
He's platinum selling.
And it's not the answer to the question I asked.
Me? Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Does John he still rap?
Nah.
Him and Will Smith are putting a song out. Are you jumping on it?
I'm not jumping on that song, but I would feature John Cena on one of my songs.
Would you let him like give a serious 16?
Yo.
Yeah, I want him to rap for real. I don't want him to like play rap. I want him to rap.
You know who gave a fucking fire verse?
I thought
verse?
You was passing me a joint.
Oh, I'm going to roll one up, baby.
And then real quick, I was like,
what the I got fuck my butt over there. Like, I forgot what I was going to say.
Me too.
Shit.
John Cena owes Tony Ayo a lot of money, bro.
For what?
For the You Can't See Me shit, fam. That's Yayo shit, bro.
That's so seductive.
You see that nigga, you tell him I said it too.
You want me to go up to John Cena?
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you up, Sam.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Pro Dillinger. He's really great. He's in the Umbrella. He's been on Bucked Up. And he just wants me to tell you that you stole that from Tony Ayo and you should give him some money.
He knows he did that shit.
Be like, Sam, fuck you a bitch. I'm gonna fucking break your neck.
John Cena's gonna be like, He's gonna laugh it off and walk away.
He stole the G-Unit chain belt.
Yo, he got pressed like not too long ago, John Cena, by some random dude just following with a camera, and he was just like, "Can you leave me alone?"
Yeah, he's mad. Like,
he's not like that. He's not gonna be like, "I'm gonna fuck you up, bro."
Would you run down on John Cena?
No,
I run down. I mean, I'm not scared, bro. I'm crazy.
If you had to fight to the death, John Cena or The Rock?
Definitely Cena.
The
Rock is like,
if you, he's that old and still doing that, you know his.
The Rock's still wilding.
Yeah, The Rock is still wilding. He still looks very active. Cena looked like, you remember that last match he had? He looked at all like weird and like.
Yeah,
security guard.
Yeah, like, because he don't do steroids no more. These niggas, they stop doing steroids and get all like stuff.
Like a licked ice cream. Like,
I was like, yo, this nigga. Yeah, yo, bro. He looked.
Did you say he looked like a licked? He said he looked like a licked ice cream.
He didn't look like Cena of old. Let's put it like that.
Yeah.
He's a mere shell of himself.
He kind of was looking like Sergeant Stone.
Should I do steroids?
No.
For what?
Not unless, like,
this is fucked up.
Yo, there's some dudes though that they be doing that shit like they use it like to like heal faster or whatever like that. Not necessarily to get like huge, you know what I'm saying? Mickey Diamond asked me if I was on steroids last time I seen him. He was like, "Damn, bro, you grabbed me hard as hell just now. Like, damn, you on steroids or something?"
I told you, you're like a wrestler. Hopped out of the cab
and didn't
tell
my story.
He was like,
"Yo, I just, I'm very selective."
Pro got them needles
fit,
on him.
The fit of my clothing.
You got the needles on you.
Went from Pro Dillinger to Bro Dillinger.
Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy to say on the Bucked Up
steroids.
Podcast.
What? Talking about steroids. No.
What? Swole Dillinger?
You do steroids with a needle, you guys.
Nah, Swole Dillinger.
Come on, come on, bro.
Swole Dillinger.
Swole Dillinger.
Nah, that's just
Brolic.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move along.
I can't make a steroid joke.
Yeah.
Steroids are crazy.
Yo, I'm fucking crying, bro.
Oh my, remember when I said, would you teach a Harvard course?
Yeah, I would.
Would you take his Harvard course?
Of course.
Did you go to college?
Of course.
He did.
Not Why'd you course. Say of course?
I went to college, yeah.
You have golf bags on your shirt. Of course you went to college. What'd you study?
History and psychoanalysis. I'm big into history. I love that.
Did you rap in college?
Oh yeah, I've been rapping since I was 12.
Real shit though.
So 31.
That's how I know him. Like I'm older than him, but he been doing his shit like out of his age group. In Rockland County, he been like doing his shit.
Because all of them stopped doing it. Like most people stopped doing it. Like there's like out of everybody that started where we were from, there's like maybe 10% left, 5% left. I would even say like where we're from.
Yeah, it's not too.
It's
many.
Not too many. And the ones that were like, for example, I feel dumb old because all the kids that rap where we're from now, 24, 25, 26, you know, like that's the new generation. Those are the only people that be making music, besides him and a couple other people.
But there's don't get me wrong, though.
For me, like that's all I know.
On the flip side of that, there's a lot of talent where we come from, too, you know? Shout out to my nigga Block. You know
Block
what I'm saying?
Man.
My young nigga Ja Blizzavelli. There's a lot of young, talented people from that county. You know what I'm saying? So it's not to say, like...
Blanco. I fuck with Blanco.
Yeah, it's not to say, like, there isn't any scene where we're from. It's just... I seen it change so many different times. The landscape of it changes.
Like the people in my age group, for example, that started with me, don't do it no more. So like there's a younger generation, and they're all there's a lot of talent out there. But my generation, at least, like my people, like my age group, stopped doing it for the most part.
Why do you think? What makes some people keep going and some people quit?
Discipline. Just discipline. Being able to recognize, like, hey. At the end of the day, if you're doing something, and if you're doing something creative, your intention isn't necessarily to get somewhere, but more or less, it's to inspire people. And once you kind of have that drive about you, and you keep doing things for the love of it and the love of, and the love of yourself, that kind of branches outwards and it helps people out. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't do the rapping shit like to be like the best. I just want to me, I want to be the best. I want to sound the best to me. So I can sound good to other people and help them, like, pick up the pen and do some shit. Do something. A lot of people ain't doing shit, bro. It's too lazy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
his motivation is to motivate
people. Yeah, my motivation is to motivate. You know what I'm saying? Like, I drop gems in my shit. Like, certain lines. That's, you know, like, those types of things. So I stopped doing it for all that. And it's gotten me further doing it that way than doing it any other way. You know what I mean? Like, when we made our project, we just chilled and we were like, yeah, we knew it was going to be a good project. Because when you're chilling in the studio together and it's effortless, like, it's the magic is already there. That's inspiration. We fed off each other. So we experienced that firsthand, you know, empirically. So That's what, that was the best time I ever had making a project. And working with him as a rapper, I advanced probably like 2 or 3 years just in like 4 months. Because going on a project with Pro, you need to be on your shit, bro. Like, you need to really, you know what I mean? Bring that beast out.
So for me, it's like, it's about consistency. You know what I mean? It's about consistency. So it doesn't even, because you got the worst, we seen the worst eras in rap music ever. You know what I'm saying? So you got these guys, you got guys that they're not good rappers, but they just keep dropping music. And keep dropping music and keep dropping music and keep dropping music. Fucking Little B the Bass Guy. Like, you know, like shit like that. Like, built their cult followings. We was just talking about this shit.
I had a song with Lil B.
This guy's on a song with Rick Ross.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he be doing shit like.
But he got that fat guy voice.
Who, me?
Who, me? I got a fat dude voice right now.
Rick Ross.
Rick Ross.
Yeah, yeah. If Rick Ross was skinny, he'd sound like West Side Gun.
You think so?
No.
I thought you were being serious. I was like, maybe. Who knows?
Nah, but you know, it's about being consistent, bro. It's just, it's like what Cam was saying. A lot of people where we from, it used to be like a wealth of motherfuckers out there rapping.
Yeah.
It used to be so many people out there that was doing something. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. Nobody do nothing no more. Mm-hmm. You know, so for me, what was my saving grace was consistency. And just keeping my foot on the gas and believing in my vision and believing in what I'm trying to do and where I could be. And it's starting to pay off and pay dividends now.
What's the longest amount of time you took off?
For music?
Yeah.
One time I stopped doing music for like, it was twice that I stopped. But the longest I stopped probably was like 2 years.
Me too, 2 years.
Why'd you stop and what brought you back?
Me? For me, it was like, yeah, for me it was like, I was caught, you know, I was caught up. Like I was trying to, I don't know what I was trying to do. You know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their kingpin dreams, and we all watching Scarface on DVD and trying to figure out how to get rich and shit. And, you know, I was, like, caught in that. And I just didn't have the time for it or the patience or the resources. And I was just like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, you know what I mean, I started taking my money and, like, putting it, like, investing it into myself. You know what I'm saying? Paying for time and paying for beats and shit like that. And it started to buzz up again. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm going to just keep going. Kept going. I stopped again real quick. Then boom. Everything just went. Yeah, as soon as I started again and kept my foot on the gas, everything went up.
Why?
Consistency, bro.
But why did that, like, why did it work that time?
Timing. You know, opportunity, preparedness, you know, it's a multitude of reasons. You know, the planets lining up, who the fuck knows? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I was just in a position at that point to be able to make good music. So I just made it. And then I was like, all right, cool. As long as I'm in this position and I have the time to do this, I'm going to keep doing it. And then, you know, if it doesn't work, I'll do something else. And it just kept working. So I kept going. Like, that's where I'm at with it now. It's like, it's working. Why I'm going to stop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is working.
Yeah, it's working real well.
It's working.
It's fucking working, bro.
We're working. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody working. That's part of the game, bro.
Working, bro.
My dog's working. You know what I'm saying? Always like, working. And I'm always trying to, like, surround myself with people that's constantly in motion. Everybody's having creative synergy. You know what I'm saying? Like, so... If you're not doing nothing, you probably won't see me too often.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless you catch me outside at the stores. And, what's up, my boy? Everything good? Yeah, and I'm out of here. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then, or you'll see me at a show or something like that. But
everybody can't go.
Yeah, exactly. But for the most part, if I'm not in circles like this, I'm not there.
Yeah. No, it's true, bro. I mean, I stopped because I was in college, but... Even when I got back, I was working with, because I have another business. I have a whole business. So I do countertops and stuff like that, like granite, you know? So that's what I do. So I was in college and I left college and I came home. I was still rapping in college too. And when I came home, I got really involved in the granite business. I was like, you know what? Why not make a full-time music career? And I can handle it. I'll be able to do it. You feel me? And I just did it. So when I work, like, my shop opens at 8. I'm done at 5. I go to the gym, I go home, I write for a little bit, and that's it. Or I'll be at the studio. You know what I mean? Like, it's a full-time effort. My mind is working constantly 24/7.
Yo, no funny shit, right? And like, this is real shit. We work out of the same space. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm there a couple times a week. You know what I mean? And he's in the other studio on the other side a couple times. I bump into this dude like at least 3 or 4 times a week. You know what I mean? Like, no phone call. Like, no, like, every once in a while he'll call me and be like, yo, you up there? And I'm already there type shit. You know what I mean? Or I'm in the back, I'm working over here, I'll hear music from there, and then he'll walk through my door like, hey, what's up, man? I've been here. Like, this guy's already, like, working. And then where we at, they do, like, an open house every Sunday. So it'd be mad, different rappers there, niggas that make beats, singing shorties, or whatever, podcast dudes, like, photographers. It's it mad different type of people there. This dude's there every Sunday faithfully.
I wrote 3 verses in, what was that?
3 verses in like an hour, like,
just, yeah, bro. It's just, it's one different of them
Sunday sessions, because that, but that's that creative energy, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that's what he brings to this shit.
It's like, I want to see how much y'all love it too, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is not like, for me, it's fun being able to interact and like meet you guys, and this is super dope. I'm grateful, you know, and like, who would have known just doing what you do and keep doing what you're doing, like, is going to bring you there? You never know, so you never could stop. You don't know what's ahead of you. You know what I mean? You can't be on some bullshit like, oh, well, this is happening and this is happening, and I got to go get some pussy. No, you got to be in the studio. Like, you got to sacrifice a lot of things in order to be successful at what you're at. But it's never really a sacrifice. You're just feeding yourself. And when you feed yourself, you could feed others. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And like, having good energy and putting your energy into the work.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly
what I mean? Like, you know when you're fucking off, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel in my heart, I know when I'm lazy. Facts. You know, like, and I can lie to myself, but not for very long.
Nah.
At some point, I'm like, nah, you really.
Yeah, I could be doing more. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I think that, you know, like, adding a little extra pressure to yourself is healthy. You know, it keeps you on your toes, you know, it keeps you meeting your deadlines and your obligations. Like,
yeah.
I like to put a little bit of extra work pressure on myself. You know what I mean? It keeps me where I need to be at as far as, like, focusing and shit. So sometimes people be like, damn, you know, you shouldn't be so hard on yourself, bro. And then I'm like, nah, bro, fuck that. Like, I should be doing more. I could be doing more. And then I go do more.
Yeah,
he's, you know, killing it, saying? Bro.
But at that, and I appreciate that. But at that point, you know what I'm saying? It's like, but there's more to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's more to do.
As soon as you're satisfied, you're,
that's
not.
That's when you're gonna fall off.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's the best way.
We, I want to feel like, yeah, bro. Yeah. I want to be like, you know, like Jordan with the chip on his shoulder, like, oh, what this nigga said about me before the game? Like,
yeah.
That's the how I perform at a high level.
I do create fake beefs, I realize.
You have to.
I really did. I like,
even
I
if it's with yourself.
I really was like, nah, I don't do that shit, but I really do. I'm like, that person doesn't like me for some reason, so fuck that person. Yeah, I'm going to do better than that person.
You gotta go hard.
Even though that person probably doesn't have, you know what I mean?
But that's like, that's that shit.
Certain
when I saw, people motivate themselves, like, that's how weird. I motivate
when
myself.
I saw Jordans do that, I was like, damn. Like,
exactly. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, word? Fuck me? Bro. Copy. Say
I
less.
I remember shit from my past that people said, bro, like,
say
people
less.
Said certain shit.
Say, yeah, bro. I be doing shit. I be doing shit and putting shit out. And I'd be like, oh, I can't wait till you motherfuckers see this shit.
Y'all got one particular example of when you were doubted, but it kind of made you like, you look back on it now and you're like, look at what I'm doing, son. Was there one thing that someone said to you?
Everything.
There's one thing in particular.
Bro, the day before I recorded episode 1 of Bucked Up, I was with all my like comedian friends. And I was like, yo, tomorrow I'm going to start this podcast. I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm excited about it. And they were all like, everyone has a podcast. You really are going to do a podcast? Like, and then they were like, who are you doing it with? And I told them who I was doing it with. And they were like, you're doing it with them. I heard such and such and blah, blah, blah. And then like they all went off in their own circle and started talking shit about why I shouldn't do a podcast. And this one dude, shout out Thatcher Wood, he's still one of my best friends to this day. He pulled me to the side and he's like, fuck them.
Yeah.
Like, fuck
Shout
them.
Shout out to Thatcher
you
Wood.
You know what you want to do.
Your other man's, they try to speak fear into your dreams.
Bro, and it was the day before. Look at that shit now. Like, none of them are doing shit.
What episode are you on right now? What episode is this?
This is like 350, bro. Yeah,
them niggas could eat a dick.
But that's an example, you know? People literally were like, you're stupid for doing a podcast.
Yeah.
They try to speak fear into your dreams, bro. You know how many times my mom was like, stop wasting your time.
My pops too.
Go be a garbage man. You know what I'm saying? Join the military. Da 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 da. Like, what, nigga? I'm a fucking creative. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to be, but I'm going to be something. And it ain't going to be no fucking garbage man.
Yeah.
I always knew that, bro, since I was a little kid. My dad, yo, go get you a trade, son. Go figure things. Man, fuck that. I knew I was going to be something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You feel
it. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with having a trade. I do have a trade. When you have a gift, you have to...
Everyone, you have a drive, you got to follow that drive, bro.
Right.
So it's like, even though I ended up taking my father's advice and learning a trade, I still followed what I wanted to do.
You got to make money. Yeah. You got to make money. No matter what, I won't put no one down however they make money. You know what I mean?
He was like, yo, you got to eat. How you going to fund it?
But you also can't go back. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you have
to know what you want, though. You have to, like, I'm a crazy person.
Me too.
I believe in myself so much that it's probably crazy. You know what
it's
I mean?
Not, though, like, because that's the...
How you got to be, bro.
But that's the shit that make... They think everybody. They thought everybody was crazy. They thought Jesus was crazy. They thought Einstein was crazy. They thought fucking... They thought everybody was crazy, bro. Everybody that achieved something that a normal person could never dream of achieving, they thought was fucking crazy.
Alex Jones.
You know
what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Bro. Yeah. I was just telling him in the car, like, yo, bro, like, it's fucking Saturday, bro, and we're taking a ride to Boston, bro, to chill, like, with people that you know, like with real people, like,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Authentic.
Our energy, you know, was all brought together.
And that's
through the universe.
Like,
yeah,
it's
meant to be that
way. It's all because of our gifts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's really what it is, bro. It's like everything we doing right now brought us to this moment.
That's fire.
And it's about acknowledging your gift. I think everyone's got one, but some people just don't take the time to recognize what it is.
I disagree with that.
You don't think so?
We talked about that on our podcast, and that clip went really well.
What?
About people, like, finding their gift or people lost in that
shit.
Yeah,
it's real shit.
I want to be, not to cut you guys off.
No, no.
But on that podcast, we talked about, and it went viral. It got tens of thousands of views.
Shit.
Not viral, but you know what I mean? Like, and... It was me talking about, like, sometimes, like, overweight people, it doesn't mean they can never be skinny, but, like, it means they have to put in more work.
Yeah.
And, like, some people need to put in more work, some people don't. That was what we were talking about. And it's crazy, because I was talking, like, you know when you talk about people in your family and shit, and, like, you know what I mean. I do want to put this out there. My mom, at 52 years old, just lost 175 pounds.
Congratulations.
It's
a big deal.
And it's like, and that's something that she never thought she'd be able to achieve.
Right.
She never. And now she wants to go skiing and live her life that she never was able to do.
Yeah.
Finally, at 52 years old.
Yeah.
That should be anyone can do shit at 52 years old. She can finally live life again.
Facts,
you know what I mean? Like,
it's a nice thing.
Literally, anyone can do it at any point. You just have to believe
in
yourself enough.
I think everybody has the potential. I think everybody has the capacity to find the potential of their own gift. But I think a lot of people just are lazy and don't.
You know what I'm saying? This is what I was about to get into. It's
a disability itself.
I don't think everybody has a gift. If everybody had a gift, then what the fuck makes your gift so special? It's a gift because it's special. Everybody can't do what Sam Buck does. Everybody can't do what Pro Dillinger does.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
They could if they went through your circumstances.
I don't think so. I think that is like God gives gifts to certain people. You know what I'm saying? And certain people are just here. That's the way I see it. It's like, you got it or you don't.
Do you think a lot of people are fans of your music because they want to make music and they like how you do it because they see themselves through you? Or do you think they just see it as a fan?
Nah, I think a lot of people listen to my music because the people that listen to my music mostly are like people like me. You know what I mean? And then I get like a lot of other people that ain't like me that listen to my music. And I'm not just talking about race or whatever, or even circumstance-wise. It's like, you might have not grown up like me, but you might feel the pain in my voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You might feel connected to me at a show when we lock eyes. You know what I'm saying? I might connect to you in a different way than just that, than gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I feel like music is universal. It's powerful. Even like the sonics, or the tone of your voice. So you might be connecting to people that you would have never thought, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a show I did in Virginia, I was in Virginia, and I swear I wish I could remember who this woman was, but it was like an older white woman or whatever. She came to my show with her husband, who don't even like really, I don't even think fuck with underground music. He was just like regular. I was like, what the fuck are they doing here? And she had on a Dirty Work shirt, bro.
Fire.
You know what I'm saying? And she came to my merch table and was like, yo, it's my birthday. I came here. Can you sign my shirt? I was like, yeah, you know? Signed her shirt, took a picture with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that be fucking me up. But maybe I just connected with her in a different way. Maybe she connects to the sonics. Maybe she connects to the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she connects to the overall message. Not necessarily the content.
Yeah. That's hard. When's Sangria dropping?
We don't got it really. We're still making it.
Yeah.
You just dropped that last one, what, a couple months ago?
Yeah. Parties, we dropped November 24th.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah.
Yeah, November 24th. Yeah,
that shit went like, I think, like, what, 13 on iTunes?
Number 13 on iTunes, yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It did well. It's still streaming really well right now.
That's
so
hard.
So, you know, and it's an unlikely combination, but we both had an end game in creating this project. You know what I mean? I wanted to bring new ears to the underground. You know what I'm saying? But simultaneously introducing Cam to my audience as well.
Yeah. It was a good trade off for sure. Like we both got some good shit out of it, without a doubt. So.
Absolutely. We did a nice release party. It was very classy. We had it catered.
Italian food.
Now we had Italian food.
Persian food looks like diarrhea, son. Most people aren't gonna look at it like that. You know what I mean?
Yo, bro.
You think so?
How the woman so fine, but the food looked like shit.
Bro, the food opposite is fire.
Never mind.
Yo, the food.
I was almost gonna get in trouble with that one.
Let me tell y'all something, bro. Persian food
is banging.
Different, bro.
Different.
That shit is different, bro. We didn't get Persian food catered to the thing because they wanted too much. They was trying to charge me like
$1,400. I was like, damn, son, for what?
They was trying to G us.
So we should eat this Chinese food right now, though.
Yo, that ass.
You're just stuck in the corner. You're like, I've been dreaming of General Tso this entire time.
Are we chilling, man? It's whatever. I mean,
plug your shit. What do you guys, want to plug anything?
Yeah, man, Pardees, Pro Dillinger, Cameron Bahani, what's up? Right now, streaming everywhere. You know what I mean? Sangria's coming soon. Make sure y'all pull up March 14th to Philly, to EVA.
Oh, you're going to be there too?
I'm going to be there as well.
You know, Extreme Verbal Art, you know, featuring me and my brothers and some other solid, honorable gentlemen, you know, that make incredible music. You know what I mean? Shout to Thousand Words for putting it together. Sam Buck is hosting. Blanco's going to be there. Bubby there. You know, Feed the Family.
DJ Lucas.
DJ Lucas. Ricky
Shout Gray. Out Ricky Gray, good
My
dude.
My dog, Ricky Gray.
He was just out on the beach somewhere making me jealous.
Word. Shout out to everybody involved in that event, you know, and hopefully this year y'all see us more places and doing more shit. And you know what's up, bro. We like a big traveling circus, bro. I bump into you at shows that we're not even on the bill. Like,
yeah.
I'll have better weed next time.
And don't foul me on like the, you know what I mean, on the points.
I'm gonna make you I and eighth.
Yeah, I can do it. Watch.
But yeah, I'm Cameron Bahani. I got an album coming out, 7. It's gonna be out in July, and then we got Sangria's 2, probably July or August also, around that time.
My birthday's 7/17/97. So sevens is
fire. No coincidence.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Sevens is my number.
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. And thank you for having us on, man.
Bro, thank you. I can't believe we did over an hour, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You could have kept going. This shit was, I'm just chilling right now.
This was fun. Thank you, Thousand.
Thank you for having us, man.
Thank you, Angie.
Thank you, Angie.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Shout out to 5 Foot Smalls, man.
Yeah, 5 Foot Smalls. Took one of my favorite pictures of me.
Ever.
This one you took today, though?
Incredible.
Yeah, the green frame on that was fun. But the one you took today, I do like a lot.
It's crazy.
Peace out, everyone. Like and subscribe.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, man.